love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
M1, N2, N3, info. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down. M1, N2, N3, info. M1, N2, N3, info. M1, 2, 3, 4. I'm getting tired.
Hey, I gotta go. I ain't got no more time for y'all. This is packed up in this piece. Hold on.
One, two, three, four. We gotta get ready to go. I gotta get off.
See all these people, they're looking at me like he on the radio running his mouth, and we all up in here eating stuff. They talking about we hungry.
Uh-oh.
Hey, so look, I gotta
go. Fired.
It's been great. Thank you. Hey, it's Friday. I don't know what else to tell you, but the captain got to go to work. Right. It's, we getting packed up in this piece, y'all. Let me know if you want a job, Terrell.
I'm okay.
All right, Jackson Fair Deal, 2118 North 24th Street. Get down here now for lunch, brunch, dinner, or supper, whichever you want to call it. Breakfast all day, too. No, we don't have breakfast all day. I'm just kidding. Hey, we'll see y'all a little later. We got a couple different specials. Get down here, Bach, black shirt. Thank y'all. I'll see y'all Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
So, Bach, I'm looking online right now. This article, I don't know if you seen it yet, but it said what to make of negative recruiting trend for Nebraska football. It said a number of recruits on campus recently for Nebraska have committed elsewhere, and others trending in the wrong way. What, you read that?
I haven't read that. But I mean, it sounds like, you know, I don't know if that's they're talking about in-state kids or kind of what
these are. It said it started last week with Andrew, Sprague.
Okay.
He committed to Michigan last week. Sprague visited Nebraska football on the 25th of March weekend, and he's not the only recruit who visited that weekend that has now committed to other programs. Gage Ginter, the number two recruit in the state of Colorado, and three-star offensive tackle who also visited that weekend. The next weekend, he visited Tennessee, and now he's a volunteer. Making things even worse, in fact, that on Sunday, three-star linebacker Thomas Herrenberg from South Dakota committed to Wisconsin. All three were recruits that I felt like Nebraska was going to have a solid shot with. Now all three of those guys are committed.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's worse news.
Now it says Dylan Riola is trending the wrong way. There have been multiple crystal balls for Isaiah McMorris to Oklahoma. And over the weekend, Devon Hall, another top five-star in-state, was project to Penn State.
Yeah, the Bellevue West guys are interesting because I think it would be strange if you have three of the top five kids in the state at Bellevue West and none of them end up coming to Nebraska. You know, as far as those other guys, you know, Nebraska's in the mix, and you know, you're not going to land every commit that you bring on campus. It can be frustrating to see some of them go. It's a long way to go. You know, they've got three guys in their commit class so far. They're going to need a lot more. I think, especially Nebraska, a place like Nebraska, I think is benefits from the transfer portal. Anything that any shortcoming that you may have in your recruiting class, I think that's going to be available to you. mean, I wouldn't, you never fear too much, obviously, in April for a recruiting class. It's not, you know, you'd rather have some of those guys sign on. But the in-state stuff is what's interesting to me, kind of like what you're saying with Davon Hall there and Zay McMorris.
Yeah. Well, they also say recruits have accelerated timelines. And just in the past couple of weeks, three of the top eight quarterbacks in the class of 2024 have committed. Big-time players are coming off the board, and it's possible that Matt Rhule and the Huskers need to get more aggressive. Mm. Now, it says, I'm trying to explain this negative trend. I really don't get it. Maybe it has something to do with NIL. That certainly hinders Michigan class in 2023, and it could hinder the program if not done right.
Well, and I think back to Matt Rhule's like first couple of weeks here, everybody wanted to see some action, and they didn't, you know, they weren't getting anything really done in recruiting, and you were kind of worried, and they were kind of setting their foundation in Nebraska and going around to different high schools and stuff, but not getting a whole lot of commits. And then, of course, they rounded out the recruiting class really well. Again, I wouldn't be too worried about it. I think I'll ask Brian Munson when he comes on to take a water cooler kind of
this,
about it. But
last part right here. Now. It said at any rate, Nebraska football class of 2024 isn't off to a great start. There's plenty of time to turn it around, but Rhule and the Huskers need to generate some positive momentum. Mm.
Well, and of course, Dylan Raiola is the big one there. Like you said, number one player in the nation. Maybe not. You know, Nebraska's in a fight for him. I don't know if they're, you know, we call them the leader or maybe they're second place, whatever you want to say. But, you know, it does kind of feel like Georgia is, you know, but I mean, these things can change from week to week, and they already have. I mean, you'll see him crystal balled. He's been crystal balled to USC before. He's been crystal balled to Georgia. Obviously committed to Nebraska. Crystal balled to Nebraska. Or committed to Ohio State. Crystal balled to Nebraska. Again, I think we can all try to figure out who's in the lead and all that, but I still think Dylan Raiola is taking his time. I don't think that this is a decision that he knows right
now.
I think
that's probably the bad thing for Nebraska is that you don't put all of your stock in one player. See, if you really need a quarterback, you really need to be recruiting two of them. So, you know, I understand that this guy is the number one in that class, mm-hmm. but we also shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket because, you know, if he doesn't come, then who you look for? I mean, we have quarterbacks here, but I understand just going after him, but what if it don't come, it doesn't happen? And then you're stuck with no quarterback that year. So, you know, if that's a position you really, really want to go after, you should be recruiting two of them.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. I mean, again, I think with the transfer portal, Nebraska's been able to grab starters out of the portal each of the last two seasons. You know, it's kind of brand new. We don't know if that's going to be something you can do year in, year out. But I think the importance of a high school quarterback in each and every class probably drops off a little bit, at least at a place like Nebraska where you are able to get high-quality players out of the portal at that position. Now, Dylan's quite an interesting deal just one way or the other, not just because of quarterback recruiting, but of the interest that he is bringing into Nebraska from other recruits. I think there are probably a few different recruits, and again, talking with Brian Munson before, has said that Willis McGahee IV wanted to come to the spring game to see Dylan Raiola, to see how real that connection might be. A lot of those guys that came in, big-time recruits, that weekend with Dylan Raiola, you know, kind of figured the same type of thing is to see how serious is Dylan about it. Maybe we can all group together and get this thing going. So, you know, I think Dylan is obviously worth enough in his own right as far as what he would bring to the table at quarterback. But as far as like gathering together talent, he would be big in that.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, so I don't know if it's a case like you're saying of putting all your eggs in that basket. They're recruiting these guys separately as well, and they I'm sure they got feelers out on some backup plans if they really need to get there. But I think it's too early to panic, and I mean, especially for a class that if you do get Dylan, I mean, you could have a top 10 class here.
Yeah, well, my thing is if that we're so low on the bottom. Here's what I want to say. As I look at other colleges and top-ranked teams every year, around this time they usually have 10 commitments. We only have, what, three?
Three.
So we're behind the ball on that. And plus, these are top players right here. These are players that, I mean, they might open up recruiting again. Some might not. But, you know, we need to be aggressive if trying to get more than three players, you know, committed right now. I mean, if we want to be that program, we got to jump the ball early. We got to make this thing happen. I mean, you sign him to an 8-year contract. We don't have 8 years to wait. So, you know, I'm just saying we already waited 7. So if you're saying 8, that's 15 years, you know. I'm just saying. But, you know, we need to be more aggressive recruiting these kids. I mean, I understand you got a big pipeline in Texas, but you got to make sure these Texas kids want to come here. You know, you got to make sure that this is the type of football they want to play. I mean, not every kid from Texas will fit up here in this Nebraska atmosphere, mm-hmm. because Nebraska is different. You know, I'm just saying, different football-wise and different playing-wise. I mean, this is a university that is used to winning. So, you know, it's difficult for me to sit there and while we sit back and have only three recruits and everybody else is just out recruiting us just off name. And I understand that one of the people on the text lines talked about winning. I mean, that is the formula to getting kids in here, is winning, because no kid wants to come to a losing school. So when you recruit, you gotta recruit kids that want to win, not just want to come to college. You know, that's one of the big things I talk about. You know, we got to get players in here that really know how to play the game of football, really know that can be coached, that can be held accountable, and not just favoritism of who it is or what it is or what they do or where they're from.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, I think that is a big, you know, Ted is the one that pointed that out there on the text line, is, you know, how many of those guys are committed to schools with losing records. And I think that, without knowing personally, I think that had to deal with kind of the Ernest Hausman situation. Is like, I feel like at least it makes enough sense to me. You got the goal of playing for the Nebraska, you know, checked off your list. Maybe go somewhere to play get games you know you're going to play relevant football. I'm going to put you in a position to make it to the NFL.
Yeah, I think we drew a kid that needed to play his first year. He needed to be groomed a little bit, but, you know, he needed to play more. And he knew it. They knew it, but they couldn't do it or they wouldn't do it. So he transferred out. Now, some kid. Now you got to understand you got Malachi coming in, and you got to, you don't have to give him the special treatment, but this kid probably wants to play early. He might take a red shirt. He probably does want a red shirt, but some kids, you know, you got to handle them different. And the thing about Dylan Raiola is that I just think he's not wasting our time, but just going to waste time to see how the season falls out for a lot of teams and see. And he's really watching the recruiting board to me, because every school that takes a quarterback, he don't want to go there. So I don't know, like somebody said last week or something, is it competition-wise or what? Well, Lincoln Riley said.
Yeah. Well, and he's got like guys that are probably, you know, we think about that, you know, his situation as far as bringing guys with him along to Nebraska. He's got different guys that are probably lined up to go with him to Georgia or USC if that's where he goes. You know, you make those connections when you go out and make those visits. So, you know, he's just got a lot to kind of to work with. Obviously, for Nebraska – if he commits, you know, the sooner the better, because then you can, you know, you can kind of get that momentum rolling. But he's got to make the right decision for himself. He's already been through the process of making the decision too early and tried to kind of, you know, jump this whole fiasco, I suppose, as some people might see it, by committing to Ohio State, getting that out of the way, knowing where he's going, and you know, learn from that, you know, sometimes you can, even if you're trying to do the right thing and trying to do right by the university that you're going to go to, you know, things can change. So I think he's going to take his time. We will see. We'll get an update again from Brian to see if there's anything on that front. We've been here before is basically why I'm not too worried about it is in the last couple of years, even you've gotten into June without too many commits. And then, you know, some of them start rolling. I think right now the primary focus for this team, while you have spring practice, is going to be installation of their offense and defense. And obviously you've got other guys, you know, multiple bodies working out there, so you can get recruiting in there as well. But, you know, there's only so much you can do with your time.
Well, just like Dirty Tony and the boys say on the text line, he said Nebraska used to be different. They aren't anymore.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, hopefully Matt Rhule brings that back. And again, I think there's still, you know, there is still some, you know, the culture of Nebraska, the fact that it's kind of the show in the state, how important college football is here. You know, that sort of stuff, is still – can be enticing. There are still special parts about Nebraska, but you can't overlook the fact that you haven't been to a bowl game since 2016. You haven't been nationally relevant before then.
Tim says we have to stop saying we are used to winning. It's been over 20 years since we won.
Well, national titles,
I'll take a 9-3 team like Bowhead. Yeah. What was that, 2000 what? 14?
Last time we had him, 2014.
No, I'll take a 9-3. Frank Solis was 9-3. I know 9-3 to Nebraska is a rebuilding year. That's rebuilding, 9-3.
Well, it used to be. They get now.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
9-3 will get you to a decent bowl game now.
Yeah.
But nothing good. What you got today, Bob?
Well, first of all, just a reminder, 6 out of the last 7 coaches have won 9 games here at Nebraska, including Mike Riley and Bill Callahan. So just because Scott Frost couldn't do it doesn't mean
– Mike Riley won 9
Mike
games?
Mike Riley won 9 games the second year, yeah.
9 and what?
9-4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my bad, Mike Riley.
Well,
my bad, Mr. Rogers.
He went 6-7, 4-8 outside of that, but yeah.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Ted says, Bach, pull up the 9-4 song. We have a 9-4 song that we made years and years ago when we were tired of 9-4 records because Bo would either go 9-4 or 10-4, so we'd just say 9-4, 9-4. Nebraska's going to go 9-4. Could
Give
be
us
10
our
and
outro,
4 or probably. Probably not.
You know, I'm on time.
All right, yeah, we better get you
out
of
here. I'm on time, Bach.
Yeah.
I'm not like the cap. All right, everybody. This is the Black Shirt, and I'm out. This is 93.7. What you got today, Bach?
Like I said, Brian Munson will help us out with some of this recruiting stuff. We always have him on Fridays to get caught up in recruiting. Rico has actually got a very busy day. Him and I will be on the air for plenty of time today.
Please be kind to Rico today on the text line, okay? Rico's got a long day, so we don't want to put any pressure on this little pipe on his head. Let it bust.
Yeah, we've got some more basketball recruiting to talk about, NBA stuff as well, but I'm ready to eat my sandwich. I got a 5-minute break here to eat my sandwich, and I'll be ready to go.
All right, man. Y'all have a great day. Use your Friday well and go outside and get you some fresh air. I'm the Black Shirt, Terrell Farley. Go Big Red!
Go Big Red!
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.